college basketball talk you can handle. You're listening to Mad About Hoops. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rocking and rolling. Timmy Hall, Evil Bald Colin. It is March Madness. You're wearing the North Carolina crew neck. And I'm disappointed in you.
Well, I mean, I could explain it, but unfortunately, me explaining the reason why I'm wearing this might seem a little outdated by the time our Saturday morning crew listens to this.
That's not why you're wearing it.
That's exactly why I'm wearing it.
Well, it doesn't have to have anything to do with what game is on the day that we're talking here. You took a trip out there and you got a shirt. That's what it is.
I got the crew neck trip. Yeah.
You went to USC. You got a quarter zip from the USC UCLA game. You got that UNC shirt too.
Yeah. So I did a little trip to the Triangle, and that was about it's been three summers since then. But yeah, I took a trip to the Raleigh area, and I stopped by North Carolina, and I stopped by Duke, and I got something from both places. Would you prefer if I wore my Duke shirt underneath my North Carolina sweatshirt here?
Have you ever worn the Duke shirt? I can't say that I've seen you wear that.
I don't wear t-shirts in here because this office is always cold. So
it's just a T.
It's just
a t-shirt.
That's right.
And the crew necks are back, like just the plain sweatshirts with a little logo on the front. That style is coming back, where we've been crazy about the quarter zips and the hoodies. But I'm disappointed in you because I wore in my beautiful pearl white and orange on the sleeves and on the fabric band, my Texas Western 1966 Miners zip from the guys at 19-9. You said nothing. I had to stop you and say, hey. Don't I look pretty? Look at my jacket.
The problem is I've known about this for days, and the others that saw it with you when I was out there had no clue about
you
it.
I gave you a hint on what I was getting, quarter zips. You still don't even know what the second one is.
The second one is Davidson. You told me about that.
I told you?
You did tell me about that.
I did?
Because you told me that you got one for yourself, which was Davidson, and you got one for your son, and it was Providence.
I don't think I told you about the Texas Western one.
No,
maybe
you
didn't. Spilled the beans on Davidson. I told you that I had some kind of loose connection to one of them, and that was Davidson from watching Steph in a lot of those games.
Yeah, so I
back
saw
then.
The white, and I just assumed it was the Davidson one I'd heard about, but obviously I didn't read the fine print.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is nice. I'll give you that.
Makes you want to watch Glory Road. Have you not seen it?
No, I have. I just mean like maybe in the off season. Like, yeah. Maybe in April I'll come back to that.
Not tonight. So some more on the coaching news. Chris Holtmann, we talked about it in the previous podcast, and if you're listening to our replay on the Fan, we've kind of meshed up some of these segments. We hit on that, but it was very quick, and Colin was actually holding his phone when the news came down. But this is interesting on a lot of levels, Colin. I'm curious to get more insight from you on Holtmann taking this job. I'm assuming this was more about Chris Holtmann wanting to go to DePaul, and I think it's a really nice move for DePaul to get a guy of that caliber with the place where their program is right now.
Yeah, you phrased that correctly. It's a nice move for DePaul. I don't know if it's necessarily nice for Chris, and that's no shade against him. I just don't think this is very much a job that you set up to succeed in, and maybe the administration for DePaul changes the way they've gone about things. Maybe NIL gets in a better direction with that program. But otherwise, it just seems like it's a program that's set up to fail from the start. And that's unfortunate. But good for him, though. He got a security. I think it's a six-year deal that he's getting with them. The numbers aren't out yet. I'm just very curious on the decision for the landing spot, because I feel like if you could get the DePaul job, there's plenty of other better jobs that are opening as the month goes on that he could probably get that's better.
Some of the tea leaves that I was reading and some of the comments in those Jeff Borzello articles that he throws out one after another, like on the ESPN blog, had some talk about a better backing with the NIL budget going forward. And I'm sure some promises might have been made by their AD and the board at DePaul and just some of their boosters and what they're willing to spend now. They've got that beautiful arena. They want to keep putting butts in seats, and they want to amp up the recruiting. And I think getting a coach like Chris Holtmann, who's been established, they got Ohio State's basketball coach for a 3-29 team. That's how I look at it. And I hear what you're saying, but this puts Chris Holtmann back in the Big East, at least. And it's like you said.
That's the only positive I see.
But there's only one way to go. There's only one way to go.
You can stay the same,
and it doesn't work, and then you might be moving on. I don't know if Chris Holtmann's stature could take more of a hit if it doesn't work. And then he might have to go down a notch and back to the true mid-major level and not be in the Big East Conference. But when you're in the Big East, he's been here before, and he gets the luxury of now knowing that I'm going to have opportunities against big quality opponents to see how I'm doing from year to year. I get to play UConn and Marquette and Villanova and my old guys at Butler. He gets to do that starting in year one, you know?
No, that's definitely true. I just thought he would go to the process of trying to rebuild his coaching brand so that he could go back and take another swing at a big job maybe a couple years down the line. Obviously.
Did you think he would do broadcasting for a year?
No,
or
I thought he would.
True mid-major.
Yeah, I thought he would get a nice little mid-major job and then work FAU? His way back up. I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves,
crazier things.
That would have been a great opportunity for him, especially with him moving up into the American. If, and I would assume Dusty May does get a new job for the next season, I think that would have been a great opportunity.
Tell me what you think about Juwan Howard being out at Michigan. Boy, did he accomplish some things in a short period of time with winning the league, going to an Elite Eight, going to a Sweet 16, and there's a lot of off-court stuff and turmoil with Juwan, and that is a part of it. But
absolutely,
my goodness, for your first disaster season, and then you're a Fab Five member, an alum, and boom, get the hell out. Gone.
Yeah, I don't agree with Jeff Goodman a lot, but when I do, it's usually around this topic of hiring these guys that don't have a whole lot of head coaching experience, maybe spend a lot of time at the NBA, coming down to the college game. It just hasn't worked out historically. We're seeing it right now with Memphis and Penny Hardaway. Like, it's not meshing well. And obviously the past two seasons for Michigan and Juwan has not been the greatest, and clearly going what was it, 8-24 this year is completely unacceptable for a program of Michigan's stature. So yeah, you just throw another hat in the mix of some of these big programs that are going to be looking for coaches this offseason. The carousel between Ohio State, Michigan, and Louisville, it's going to be insane. And quite honestly, this is a great opportunity for someone like Dusty May, because he's going to have his choice, and he could probably play a little bit of a bidding war between them.
Why doesn't he just coach all three?
I think that would be pretty hard.
Who do you see as a name other than Dusty May? Like right off the top, who have you read that makes sense to you for Michigan?
Yeah, everyone wants to go to like names that are connected to the program, and with Michigan, I just don't see it. Maybe Darian DeVries at Drake, maybe if he wants to take a step up. But other than that, I'm kind of struggling, because usually when you get early list of programs, it's always guys that have connections to the program. Maybe they go back to the Fab Five. I mean, they've got four of the guys to choose from, but, no, as of right now, DeVries is probably my best guess. I will say, in terms of not really connections to the program, a guy I would go after if I was Michigan, it would probably be Kyle Smith up at Washington State. He's won over expectation at pretty much every stop he's been at.
And maybe you look at whoever doesn't take Sean Miller, you know, depending on...
That's fair.
If Ohio State goes in another direction, and if, say, Dusty May winds up at Louisville and Sean Miller is still looking to make a bump, you know, maybe he comes back to the Big Ten, but it's up north.
I don't mind. I mean, I wouldn't mind it for them. I don't know if I see the fit other than just being a name for Michigan. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. If you're just trying to make a splash name hire, I think Sean Miller would definitely be on some lists.
Well, crazy times, right? I mean, we're trying to enjoy some March Madness, and, you know, Selection Sunday is this weekend. It's going to be awesome. We'll get the field set, and we know the coaching carousel will really ramp up, you know, stage by stage as teams' runs end, right? As soon as a run officially ends.
I mean, honestly, on Monday.
Then stuff will start happening.
On Monday it's going to, because I think the portal opens on Tuesday.
Portal starts to happen, and then this thing is really going to ramp up. Well, it's been fun. We'll be back here in the booth to break down the brackets, baby.
Region by region, it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. So be checking. Be refreshing that Mad About Hoops podcast feed. Anywhere you get your audio, just search us up.
I think we should do multiple podcasts, like one breaking down one region, so on and so forth, for all four regions. Kind of, I think that's a system I see a lot of podcasts do.
I think that's nice, because
I think that'd be fun.
the shorter the better, right?
Absolutely.
Short and sweet and like a good
20 minutes, yeah.
Maybe even like a 10 to 15,
that's
just
fair.
A good breakdown of a region and the hot team there, the hot, you know, darling. Will the big guy make it? How far? Great idea, CB. Fantastic
I'm full
idea.
Of them.
Did you come up with that yourself? No, you
well,
said
no,
you stole
I just
from
said
other
I referenced
pods.
It. Yeah.
So I take it back. Anyway, good to be with you guys. Enjoy all the hoops coming up. Enjoy Selection Sunday. As always, make your free throws. This has been Mad About Hoops.